We are learning Mesechtes Chulin Daf Samachei Omed Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the top by the 2 dots. It's in our Mishnah, Av Ormu Chachamim, so we want to know what an Oif Tami is. So he's had different simonim in our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that if it's Kol Oif Hadoyres, it's Tami. If it pounces, it's tummy. What pounce means, we had different shatim. Rashi means, Rashi says, it holds down the food with one foot and the other foot it eats the food, or it eats it alive, like Tosfos says. It says, any oif has darius is tummy. Then it says, anything that has an etzva yesera and a zepek and a kurkabon that's niklaf, that's peeled, the gizzard is peeled, it's tar. Rabbi Lezer at Sadik says, kol oif achelikis raglov is tummy. If it splits his feet on a string, then it's tummy. So we'll see a little bit more about this in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tanya. Rabbi Gamil Oimer, doiris v'oichel. If you see it pounces, nothing to talk about. But yadu shu tummy. It's definitely tummy. In a case, this is what I'm learning in Rashi's Pshat. In a case where it's not doiris, so then you got to check it out. Yesh loy esba yesera. If it has esba yesera, vizzefek. It has this extra finger, which means on the bottom of its feet, in the front it has 3, and in the back it has something sticking out. Like another leg, another toe sticking out in the back. Vizefek, and it has a crap, a stomach. Vekorkamanai niklaf, and it's the gizzard, which also another stomach, is peelable by hand. Biadua shutar. Then you know it's tar, because it actually has all 4 simonim here. It has enidiris, and it has all 3 simonim. So you know for sure that it's tahira, it's tar, it's a kosher bird. Rabbi Lezer of Tzadik, which we had in our Mishnah, he has another simon to see that's for sure tummy. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, the for sure tummy is Doris. Tyrus, nothing to talk about. It's done. You know it's tummy. Rabbi Lezer of Tzadik, another way to test to see if it's a oif tummy. Mostly chutz shal mashicha, you hang out a string, and when the bird sits on the string, imchalikas raglov shdayim mekam puts 2 toes this direction and 2 toes the other direction. Tummy. Then you know it's a tummy bird. Sholish lekan, 3 toes this way. V'achas kan, the other one the other way. Tahar. Then it's tar. So if you look at an owl, it sits on a string, it'll go both ways. That's tummy. But if it's 3 one way and the one finger the other direction, then we know around the string, then we know it's tar. So that's like a simon to know that it's tar. M'shim v'lozaymer kol oif akolit min ha'avir, any bird that it grabs its prey in the ear, tummy. That's a tummy bird. Freiti Gemara, it's a piritinami miklat kalta. A bird called a tzipa, which we know is a kosher bird, also grabs its prey right out of the ear. Amabaya, koilat v'oichel kaminin. It means it grabs it out of the ear and it eats it. Masha inkein, the tziparta, it catches its prey, but then it brings it back down to earth and eats it on the ground, or eats it in its nest. But it doesn't eat it straight out of the ear. The Gemara comes up now with a 4th simon. So far we had doiris v'aichel simon tuma, chut mashicha, and the fingers on a 2 on this side, 2 on that side. That's another example of tameya. A 3rd example of tameya was miklat kalat v'aichel. It grabs out of the ear and eats it. 4th is achayim ayimrim. Shoichin im tameyim. If it hangs around, its neighbors, its friends are the oifos tameyim, then it's tummy. Im ha-tahirim, if it hangs around the tahirim, then it's tar. So, afraid to Gemara, is this acherim going to Rabbi Eliezer? Kimayin ka Rabbi Eliezer, the tanya of Lezer, we had a chagis before about the zarzir, which is a starling, is that a oif tummy or not? So the time of the Brai, so we had this before. It wasn't for nothing that the starling goes itzal oirv to the crow, to the raven. El pushumino, only because it's that min. Kol oirv lamino is being marba the starling. So you see, according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're hung around the oirv, and that's why it's tame. So l'char d'acherim sounds like Rabbi Eliezer very much. So I'll tomorrow, no, it's not. Filtem rabbanon sheichem v'nidma ka'amrinon. That even the acherim that say that if it hangs around the tameis, that it's a tame, it's only if it has 2 things. First of all, it's their friends, it hangs around them, and also it's daimer to them, it looks like them. Mashenkin, the starling, does not look like a erev in any way, shape, or form, and therefore Rabbanon argued on Eliezer. But they agree to the acherim that if it hangs around the tameim, and it even looks like it, then you can assume it's a oif tame. Something about Avaita. We had our mission, now we're going to move on. We finished the oifes Baruch Hashem. But it goes against the Clarkite. Now we're going to move on to Chagavim, the grasshoppers. We are in the Mishnah that Chagavim, that have four simonim are considered chagavim berat tahira. What are the four simonim? It has four legs, arba aglayim, arba knafayim, four wings, kartzulim, has jumping legs, and the knaf of choyfim es rubai, and the knaf of the wings cover its roif. Rabbi Yossi adds on, has to be named chagav. But the four ikar simonim are four legs, four wings, jumping legs, which is two of them, and the wings.
Two additional.
And then two additional. And two knaf of choyfim es rubai. Zotik Mar, what does it mean that the wings cover most of its body? My rubai. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, roiv arkoi. It means roiv arkoi. Let's say the length of a grasshopper is 2 inches. It has to be roiv to 2 inches to be covered by wings. But Amrilov, some say roiv akefai. It means the circumference, which means roiv of the area has to be covered by the wings. So if you have like four wings going at the middle of the back of the grasshopper, won't be enough because it's not covering the roiv akefai. It's only covering roiv of the length. So roiv akefai means it has to cover most of the circumference. Amra Papa, since we're not sure which one, so the only kosher has both. Hilka bin a roiv arkai bin a roiv hakefai. You need both things. You need roiv arkai and roiv hakefai. So the Gemara Vaita. Tanu Rabbana. We went to the Braisa. Ein loy achshav. So the Pasuk says that it has to have these kara'ayim, these jumping legs. And it says, as achazeh toichlu mekol sharet sa'if, ha'hoi lechal arba. These are the sharet sa'if that we eat that goes on four legs. Asher loy kara'ayim. Asher loy kara'ayim says, loy kara'ayim means it has jumping legs, but it's written lamed aleph. Asher loy kara'ayim, emal ha'raglav, v'nat emal ha'aretz. It has to have these jumping legs that jump on the ground. So what happens if you have a grasshopper that's not born with it? Ein le'achshav, os legal, but grows them afterwards. Lachas ban kana hazachol, like the grasshopper called a zachol, mutter, it's mutter to eat. Rabbi Lezer Yisrael Eimer, it says, how do I notice? Asher loy kara'ayim, af bish ein le'achshav, os legal lachas ban. Asher loy kara'ayim says, lamed aleph, the ksiv lamed aleph, say, even though it does not have kara'ayim now, but we'll have later on, then, va'os legad lachas man, it is a kosher chagav. That's why it says, a lashon lamed aleph, because even though it does not have now, it'll have eventually, it's a kosher grasshopper. My zachol, on my bay askara, it's the grasshopper called the askara. Now I'm going to move on to Tanu Rabbanan, going through the names of the grasshoppers. In the pasuk it says like this, es eila mehem teichelu, it's kedai if someone is listening at home to make like a little chart. Es eila mehem teichelu, that the following grasshoppers you could eat. Es arba leminoi. So we have arba and leminoi. Ves ha-solom leminoi. Ves ha-chargo leminoi. Ves ha-chargo leminoi. So in the pasuk we have four names of grasshoppers with the word leminoi, leminoi, adding on to them. So you have the arba leminoi, solom leminoi, chargo leminoi, and the chargo leminoi. This is you have the four different type of grasshoppers. So, Tanu Rabbanan, es eila mehem teichelu es ha-arba. What's arba? Arba ze gavoi. The arba is the gavoi. Now, the gavoi, the unique part of gavoi is that's different than other ones is that it's not bald. It has a little bit of fuzz on the head. So that's the gavoi. Solom ze roshon. That's the roshon. It's bald. The roshon is bald. Chargol ze nipol. Chargol is something called the nipol, and that has a tail, actually. It has a little tail. I in the art scroll exactly what it means, a tail, because it doesn't really have a tail, but it means it's place where it excretes, it sticks out a little bit, and that's the tail. So that's the chargo zanipa. Chogov, the chogov zegidioin. And the chogov is, the way Rashi learns right now, is that it's not doimed to the other ones, the chogov. We'll see later on, there'll be another type of grasshopper that has a head, that has a roshe aruch, a very long head. We'll see that soon. But the chogav is different. That's the third type. So we have four types. We have gavoi, and we have the roshon, the nipol, and the gedoyin. Matam aleinu leminoi, 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 leminoi. Like we said in the pasuk, each one, arba leminoi, solom leminoi. Oh, what's being marba? So the Gemara, why is it dal pamim? Lahavi tziporis kromim. So tziporis kromim is like the arba, which is ein legabachas, which means it's not bald. And v'yoychno yishalmis is like the roshoin, which is bald, varatuvia, which is it's like a nipol that has a zanav, varazavonis, which is like the chagav, which we said was a gedoyin. So it's zavonis is like that. So these are the different type of grasshoppers according to the Tanakhama. The Beir Shmuel Tana, Beir Shmuel learns a little different. The way that Tanakhama learns the drashas is you have the grasshopper, the specific grasshopper, and the whirling mineu is marba, not a specific grasshopper. The Be'er Bishma learns these halachas with the klalim of klal uprat or klal, because in the pasuk it says ashaloi kara'im has jumping legs, it's mutter. So it sounds like any grasshopper with jumping legs is mutter. Then it says the specifics arba, solom, chargal, chogav, and then it says whirling mineu. Lemineo again is a ribuy. So it's a klal, prat, a klal. And that's how Rabbi Shmuel darshins these grasshoppers. The Be'er Shmuel Tana, Elu, klale, klale, svelu, prate, pratas. These are klalim and pratas. This drashas are a little different than Tanakam. We have to wait to Daf Samach Vav to see the Nafka Mina and Halacha between them. But the different way of making drashas Be'er Shmuel and the Tanakam, there are differences in La Halacha. And he says it works a klal, prat, a klal. So let's explain this. Arba zegavoy, so far the same. Arba zegavoy, leminoy is lahavi, is to be marba on top of base. Now it's siparis kramim. So the first cloud, prat cloud, is the arba is the prat, and we marba siparis kramim because siparis kramim is similar to the arba in that it has ein legabachas. It does not have, it's not bald. Ainly alahaba, but ein legabachas. You only see from the first cloud, prat cloud, that if you have a grasshopper with all the simanim, all four simanim, ve ein legabachas. Habav yeshle gabachas, if it has all four simanim plus the gabachas menayin, how do you know if it's bald? How do you know? Can't be learned from the first one because that's not bald. Tamalayim asolam zenipal, which is bald, and limineu lahavias a oshkif to marva the oshkif. Now we actually had before that solam limineu is bimarva yoich neishamitz zog Rashi dir maskel tamalayim asolam zenipal and that Rashi. So it would be Mar behindu Ushkif, which is Daima, but who adin zog Rashi lo yoichna yershalmis v'chadu menayu nokat. Now you don't have, you don't, it only bother you if you wrote it down and remembered. That's it. I'm saying it's good to have a pen and paper here. But the Mahavias Ushkif is like the Roshoin. So we're saying the is like the Roshoin. The only problem is another problem here. It says Solom Zanipal, and before we said Solom Zaroshoin, another reason why you write it down. Which tomorrow we'll ask later on. Here's the Solom Zanipal and the Marvin Ushkif, which before we said was Marvin Yerkna Shalmas. So it means who are the Yerkna Shalmas? The Solom Zanipal or Solom Zaroshoin, that the Gemara will talk about in Samach Vav. But let's get back into our, before we get into the other names, let's get into what the Gemara is saying. The first drasha was a case of Ein Legabachas, not bald, had fuzz. The second drasha is Yesh Legabachas, Lahavias Ushkif. So now, the ainli ala above, ainli gabachas, that we know from Arba. And above, yeshle gabachas, that we know from Solom. Above, ainli zonov. Let's say you come with a grasshopper, but it has no tail also. These two don't have a tail, gevaldik. But above, yeshle zonov, if it comes with a tail, how do you know? Menai, who said that's considered a kosher grasshopper? This is the third Rosh Chargol. Again, here it's Rosh, and before it's a Nipal, just switched it around, okay. Tamal Chargol is a Rosh. Limineu lahavi esa karspas vesa shachlonis. These all have tails. And again, Rashi says, who had in La Artsuvia, because before we had the word Artsuvia, the Marba, they'll also be Marba. Rashi says it here again, Artsuvia also be Marba Limineu. So now we are Marba something with a Zonov. Ve'inli, so now, what do we have so far? We have, the Gemara just told us, Shmak, ve'inli al habav, ve'inli gabachas, that we know from Arba. Habav yeshli gabachas, that we know from Solom. That has a gabach, is born, is bald. Habav ve'inli zonov, we know from Solom and Arba, both of them don't have a zonov. Habav yeshli zonov, if it has a tail, we know from Chargo. Habav ve'in roish ha'aruch, also we know from these three, don't have a long head. But habav v'roish ha'aruch. But if you have a grass comes with a long head, menayin, how you know this? Now you have a problem. How you know the fourth one? We have a fourth pasuk, but we'll see in a second. So habav v'roish ha'aruch, menayin, how do you know if it's a grasshopper with a long head? Amrit, I'll tell you. Hariyata don binyanav. You could do a binyanav. Binyanav means you do a limut, and you can do a limut from all three mishloshtam. Learn out that it's kosher from all three, because all these grasshoppers had the four ikasamanim, had the four legs, the four wings, the jumping legs, the chayfes ruba, has all those four. Well, how many? There's something else unique. So we'll learn out from all three. Why? Loiroi abik roi chargel. Arba is not like chargel because one has a zonov, one doesn't have a zonov, and one has in legabachas, one yes legabachas. So loiroi arba kroi chargel, loiroi chargel kroi arba, loiroi shneim kroi solom. They're both not like the solom. The Solom is a Kabachas, Valura Solom Kereish Neim, and the Solom's not like them. They're all different. They all have their own milas. The Arba has Ela Kabachas, Solom has Kabachas, the Chargol has a Zonov. They're all different. So you can't say any of those are the reason why it's Tahira. So they're not all the same. It has four legs, four wings, jumping legs, and it has the wings cover most of his body. Any other grasp has all four simonim. And therefore, we'll learn out, if it has all four simonim, we'll learn out from the Ma'atzad. I can tell me, Ma'atzad Shavashvam doesn't have Rosh Yaruch. It's a good kash, tomorrow has the kash. Freitig Marakash like this, Baaloi Hatzartzur, the Tzartzur is the cricket. Baaloi Hatzartzur, now the cricket, we never knew it was part of the grasshopper family. Dr. Gemara, it's part of the grasshopper family, the cricket. Baaloi Hatzartzur Azeh, Yeshle Abraglaim, four legs, Vidalkrafayim, four wings, Vikatsulim, and jumping legs, Vidalkraf is Rubai, and the wings covers Rubai. Yochli Hei Mutter. You would think that it's mutter tamaloyma chogov shishmoy chogov. That's where the fourth word for it. Teach us that has to be dafka shmoy chogov. Ishmoy chogov yachal ein by kol simanim lalu. Maybe it has to have no simanim, and then we have no hechatesa. But unless it has no simanim, the moral of the kasha may have no simanim. May chogov alone should be enough. Tamaloyma neyu actually by kol simanim lalu. Tells all simanim lalu. So just to recap over here, we'll stop here for the next recording. So very geshmak, the Gemara makes here, if you're a bear b'shmol, it's not like Tanakam, it's a cloud prata clouds. And cloud prata clouds work with different rules. There has to be a diamond to it in something. So we had here that if it has four simonim, it's good, but it has to be diamond in another way. So the first way we marba even in la gabachas. The second pasuk was marba gabachas, was bald. Third pasuk was marba if it has a zonav, still it's kosher. How do you Rosh Aruch? We learn from all three. That's not Rosh Aruch. Rosh Aruch is kosher. We learn from all three. How do you learn from all three? Good kasha. How do you learn from all three? Those don't have Rosh Aruch. But we learn from all three. We learn from Ma'atzad. Then the Gemara wants to know, so maybe a Tzartzer should be kosher. It has four simonim. Maybe a cricket should be kosher. Teretz is, it has jumping legs and everything. Teretz is, that deer is not called a chagav. It has to be called a chagav. So the Gemara said, maybe it's called a chagav, that should be enough. And for the Gemara, no, you have Lemineyu. That even though it says chagav, it says lemineu to say no. It has to be dafka the four simonim, and it has to be dafka all the simonim, and it's not called chagav is not enough. If four simonim, chagav is not enough. But chagav alone is not enough. It has to have the four simonim. It has to have four simonim plus chagav, huh?
How's Arba good if it's not chagav?
What?
How's Arba good if it's not called chagav?
So it could be it's also called chagav. The general term would be called chagav, but we have to see in the Gemara later on. The Gemara has a kasha, a similar type of kasha, but in any case, it's called general term. This is really Rav Yossi in the Mishnah already said this. It's not something new. The Mishnah said Ushmay Chagav. Rav Yossi said Ushmay Chagav. It has to be called a grasshopper. Chagav is a very general term. It has to be called grasshoppers. You know, a cricket is not called a grasshopper. We don't call it the Chagav. So that's why, they even if it has the four simonim, it's not called Chagav, and that's what we're holding right now. And the Gemara is going to ask, the Gemara from Parak Rav Achai already will have 100 different kashas in the Cheshbon HaGemara.